Blog Talk Radio.
This is Veterans Day, folks, and I think we're having a similar problem again. What I'm going to do is I'm going to disconnect and try to call in. This is not working. I don't know what it is with this new system. Well, it says we're live. We're going to try it anyway. So, we'll wait till the music ends. Begin with Political Animals on this date in 1920 when Warren Harding was President of the United States. He dedicated the tune of the Unknown Soldier, and I think we'll play this now.
There grows on me the realization of the unusual character of this occasion. Our Republic has been at war before. It has asked and received the supreme sacrifices of its sons and daughters, and faith in America has been justified. Many sons and daughters made the sublime effort and went to hallowed graves as the nation's defenders. But we never before sent the men to battle under the flag in a foreign land. Never before was there the impressive spectacle of thousands of dead returning to find eternal resting place in the beloved homeland. The incident is without parallel in the history that I know. These dead know nothing of our ceremonies today. They sense nothing of the sentiment or the tenderness which brings their wasted bodies to the homeland for burial, close to kin and friends and cherished associations. These poor bodies are but the clay tenements once possessed of souls with flamed and patriotic devotion, lighted new hopes on the battlegrounds of civilization, and in their sacrifices fed on to accuse autocracy before the court of eternal justice. We are not met for them, though we love and honor and speak a grateful tribute. It would be futile to speak to those who do not hear, or to sorrow for those who cannot sense it, or to exalt those who cannot know. But we can speak for country, we can reach those who sorrowed and sacrificed through their service, who suffered through their going, who glory with the Republic through their heroic achievements, who rejoice in the civilization their heroism preserves. Every funeral, every memorial, every tribute is for the living, an offering in compensation of sorrow. When the light of life goes out, there's a new radiance in eternity. Somehow the glow of it relieves the darkness which is left behind. Never a death, but somewhere a new life. Never a sacrifice, but somewhere an atonement. Never a service, but somewhere, somehow an achievement. These have served, which is the supreme inspiration in living. They have earned everlasting gratitude, which is the supreme solace in dying. No one may measure the vast and varied affections and sorrows centering on this priceless cargo of bodies, once living, fighting for and finally dying for the Republic. One's words fail, his understanding is halted, his emotions are stirred beyond control when contemplating these thousands of beloved dead. I find 100,000 sorrows touching my heart, There's ringing in my ears like an admonition eternal, an insistent call. It must not be again. It must not be again. God grant that it will not be. And let a practical people join in cooperation with God to the end that it shall not be. I would not wish a nation for which men are not willing to fight and if need be to die. But I do wish for a nation where it's not necessary to us that sacrifice. I do not pretend that millennial days have come, but I can believe in the possibility of a nation being so righteous as never to make a war of conquest, and a nation so powerful in righteousness that none will dare invoke her wrath. I wish for us such an America. These heroes were sacrificed in the supreme conflict of all human history. They saw democracy challenged and defended it. They saw civilization threatened and rescued it. They saw America affronted and resented it. They saw our nation's rights imperiled and stamped those rights with a new sanctity and renewed security. We shall not forget. No matter whether they lie amid the sweetness and the bloom of the homeland, or sleep in the soil they crimson, our mindfulness, our gratitude, our reverence shall be in the preserved republic, the maintained liberties, and the supreme justice for which they died.
Well, that was Warren G. Harding, and of course, he's not one of our best presidents, but at least he did try to honor our veterans. Among the other birthdays today, well, here are the birthdays. The guy who pioneered abdominal surgery back in 1771, a guy named Ephraim McDowell. I don't know too much about him. Great Russian writer, Dostoevsky, is best known for his book Crime and Punishment. The founder of the Great Chicago Symphony, a German, so has always been known as a German orchestra. Frederick Stock was born in Germany, and the Chicago Symphony is best known for its brass. The guy who started the Swiss Roman Orchestra, Ernest Ansermet, was also born on this day. George Patton, the great general, was born on this day. Lucky Luciano, who the feds had arrested convicted and put in prison, made a deal with the U.S. Navy to assist the Allies when they invaded Sicily, and he expected to get out of jail. Well, the Justice Department, apparently he felt, double-crossed him, because after the successful invasion of Sicily and forcing Italy out of the war and the end of World War II, Lucky Luciano was deported back to Italy. Luciano got his revenge by flooding the United States with heroin, so we paid a heavy price. Great actor. He played in the Bowery Boys. He never lost his accent. Pat O'Brien, born on this day. Alger Hiss, the spy who was convicted for perjury, he was born on this day, and I think we're going to play this clip from him denying that he was a communist. Let's see. We've got it here. I'm still getting over surgery, so I'm a little slow. Let's see. Here it should be here. Excuse me. Still got this cold. Well, anyway, we'll continue with the until I can find this. Another great actor, born in Chicago, Robert Ryan, played a lot of good roles. And here's Alger Hiss. He denies being a communist. This is from our archives.
I am holding in my hand a microfilm, a very highly confidential secret State Department document. These documents were fed out of the State Department over 10 years ago by communists who were employees of that department and who were interested in seeing if these documents were sent to the Soviet Union, where the interests of the Soviet Union happened to be in conflict with those of the United States.
Commenting on Mr. Muntz, so-called summation. I would like to point out that the man who calls himself Chambers has, by his own testimony, been peddling to various government agencies for 10 years or so stories about me. I urge in advance of that hearing that your committee delay no longer in penetrating to the bedrock of the facts relevant to the charge which you have publicized that I am or have been a communist.
I don't hate Mr.
Hayes.
We were close friends, but we are caught in the tragedy of history. Mr. Hiss represents the concealed enemy against which we are all fighting and I am fighting. I testified against him with remorse and pity.
Well, that was probably Whittaker Chambers, who was gay, and he exposed the he was a communist, and he later realized the error of his ways. And Elger Hiss was convicted of perjury and went to jail. After went to federal prison. After Elger Hiss got out of prison, he became a print salesman in New York. Very interesting background. Among the other birthdays today, we had the great actor Patrick Knowles. He was in Auntie Mame, and he also played in The Charge of the Light Brigade, the younger brother of Errol Flynn. Great film. We had Senator from Wisconsin, William Proxmire, a liberal Democrat. The Jordanian king, King Hussein, who the Shah of Iran, Reza Pahlavi, referred to Hussein as that Bedouin. The guy who wrote Slaughterhouse-Five, Kurt Vonnegut Jr., great author. Great comedian, he went nuts, Jonathan Winters, born on this day. Among the deaths, the guy who started the Black Slave Rebellion in the South in 1831, Nat Taylor, was after he was captured, he was hung. And a great Hollywood movie musician, conductor, composer, Victor Young, died on this day. Among the events on this date, in 1647, Massachusetts became the first state to require compulsory school attendance. The first woman female surgeon in the U.S. Army got a Medal of Honor, Mary Edward Walker. Of course, she gave honor to the Walker name, unlike those Navy sailors John Walker, who spied for the Russians and betrayed, cost the Navy about $500 million worth of damage to codes and security and spying apparatus, but very damaging, should have been executed in my opinion. Also, there was General Edwin Walker, who was a John Birch member in Texas, and Oswald was supposed to try to kill him too, supposedly. Then we have this controversial lawyer here in San Francisco, George Walker, Walker, who was a mulatto from Seattle. And he claimed to have 500 cases, but that he tried. Never revealed the disposition of those cases, how many were acquittals, how many were convictions, how many were appeals, how many were executions, how many were pardons, how many were paroles. Yet he ripped off a couple of people, and was sued. And, of course, I don't think he's practicing right now, and he should have been disbarred. On to say also, Kate Smith previewed, she gave a debut of God Bless America. Now, Kate Smith could not read music, but she had a fabulous music memory. And, of course, the song was written by Irving Berlin. Irving Berlin only knew the key of, I think it was F sharp, as I recall. Also, on this day in 1987, he came from California, Anthony Kennedy, former federal judge. The Ninth Circuit, he was nominated to the U.S. Supreme Court, and he's known as the swing vote. Now, we keep hearing after the last Tuesday's election, we keep hearing that Chris Christie of New Jersey is a formidable political candidate for the Republican nomination. Well, New Jersey has never produced a native son that ran successfully or was even considered nationally for president. The last New Jersey politician who became president, the last and only one, was a guy from Virginia, Woodrow Wilson, or Thomas Woodrow Wilson. Wilson became the president of Princeton College. Then he was elected governor of New Jersey, and then he ran for president as a progressive. We'll get into that another day. So if New Jersey Christie wants to run for president, you better look at maybe he better go to another state, and maybe he better shed some weight because he looks like William Howard Taft. He doesn't look like a healthy man. Among the other irrelevant birthdays today, General Patton, of course, old blood and their guts, as the soldiers used to say, our blood and our guts. Great general. He also, he was among the generals born at the same time, was Field Marshal Bernard Montgomery and also Erwin Rommel. All these generals fought in World War II and fought against each other. Even Montgomery fought against Eisenhower, Eisenhower's planning ability. So we even had our battles within our own allies. And now the other interesting thing is I want to play some musical salutes to since it is Veterans Day, and we don't really honor it, but I think this is really important that we, this is one of my favorite, we'll play the Navy hymn since I've done a lot of work for the Navy and on the military justice and history.
I live below, we have a new city, very morning in the city. Hey, Ben, want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Hey, Tony, what are you going to do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too.
Gentlemen. gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year. Big Ace.
Ace Betts.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Impulse.
Possible straight, possible flush, nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one, I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of jacks, better.
Politics and poker, politics and poker, shuffle up and cards and find the joker. He's a game for children, he's a game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play, not to bet,
when to call a bluff.
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Paratrays.
Bet 'em.
Little trays, good as gold.
I'll say.
Raise your five.
I'll call.
I'll hold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Fanyashinkovich. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot!